Now that you got the DSP, where do you stand in terms of getting up and producing? Because I kind of thought we were going to be at this stage a year or so ago from what we had originally talked about.
Hey, give me a hard time here, huh?
No, because I remember you were talking about getting started as soon as you were talking about getting started in March of last year, as soon as your non-compete ended.
Yeah. I mean, that was always the hope. I mean, the simple answer is that a distillery of this size and the plan, you know, it's gotten a little bigger, not in terms of capacity, but additional storage buildings and just all the ancillary stuff that comes along with building a distillery. That's kind of what's taken the time. So it's, in certain ways, you could say it's parallel to, but kind of the opposite from the way we had to build the first Balcones project. Meaning that I want to get going as soon as possible, but I need it to be a certain way before I start. You know, I need everything to be fully installed and correct. And, you know, there's just a lot more engineering drawings and that sort of thing than first go round. So, yeah, we're at least as anxious as anybody to get this place going. But it's looking like the end of this year rather than last year, as I'd hoped originally.
Now that you've got the DSP, what's left to go?
Well, we've got some still installations to go, a little bit of additional fabrication on that, but most of it is we have to, you know, you go through a long planning process because we've actually had to bring in larger size utilities to the site, you know, in terms of electric and water, sewer, et cetera. And that takes time to work with the city on and to have accomplished. We happened to start that right when there was a large expansion project already going on in our area, which is generally good, except for all the contractors we were going to use were busy. So we had to wait on some of that. And, you know, we've got essentially the foundations to pour for the storage building and, you know, the erection of a steel building and that kind of thing, which is non-trivial, but not the sort of core engineering stuff for the distillery. That's, you know, that's in good shape. But putting it all together takes some doing as well.
How'd you finally resolve your water issues? Because I know there's a very large fire department training center just down the road from you, and I know mm-hmm. they use a lot of water over there, so I'm assuming you've got pretty good water mains, but I also assume that they want to be able to use some of that water.
Well, you know, I think their water is actually coming down the opposite road. That we have access to the water, but what's complicated is our property was originally a 47-acre tract of land. It was all owned by a construction company. And when it was a single tract of land, that tract had water service, but when it was split up to give us the 5 acres that we have, that did not include the water service. So we needed a larger size line, mostly for fire protection, really, because I've got my designs for fire protection are a bit above code in terms of making sure that we don't just suppress a fire, but actually put it out. And so we needed a 12-inch line to provide the flow that I wanted and had to bring that down the road about half a mile. So there's a whole process that you have to go through, not just in planning it, but in actually doing that, at least in Texas, you essentially have to hire private work to be done under the constant supervision of the city, meaning not just that they inspect it at the end, but they have to be present every time work is going on, and that takes some scheduling. And then the line has to be pressure tested and flushed again and burned out and pressure tested and, you know, all the taps for the fire security as well as the domestic taps for use. You know, it's kind of this iterative 2 weeks here, 3 weeks there, 4 weeks there, 2 weeks here kind of situation.
So how's the still construction business going? Because I know that's what you've been doing in the meantime while all this goes through the process.
Mm-hmm. It's going well. You know, We've got, let's see, well, we have six stills that we're building for ourselves, and we're about to ship out actually a client still up to New York, which is looking really beautiful. I think everybody's going to be pretty pleased with the stills we come out with, but you know, it's definitely, there was some learning curve there. I think depending on how you count it, you know, the largest still that I built at Balcones was about 500 gallons. And the biggest stills that we're using here are about 2,500 gallons. So there's some difference in scope there, a few adjustments that need to be made on construction methods and just everything. So, but they're really looking great. We'll have two big, you know, we'll call it roughly 10,000 liter stills, direct fire with kind of a unique mixing system. And then four steam jacketed, roughly 4,000 liter stills that we use for spirit.
Have you decided yet what you're going to start out with? Are you going to get straight into whiskey, or are you going to do brandy? I know that was the original plan, was to start with brandies.
Well, I mean, we started with brandy in the sense that whenever we could get fruit, or did get fruit, we made a bit of brandy, which is great. But it's an amazing process to, you know, you need a whole lot of fruit to make a little bit of brandy. And so we have a little bit of brandy, you know, aging actually at a friend's DSP, which soon we can transfer down here. But as far as the distillery goes, yeah, we're going to jump right in with whiskey for sure. I haven't decided yet if it's going to be, you know, corn mash, a bourbon mash, or a malt mash, but the answer is one of those, and probably all three within a handful of days. Because I'm certainly anxious to lay some stuff down.
I'm glad you clarified that about distilling it at a friend's DSP, because I was about to ask how you were distilling without having a DSP in place, and I know the TTB would really have a problem with that, so I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, no. When we got hold of that fruit, you know, it was all handled from a technical standpoint, you know, arm's length, but we were able to be up there and oversee that distillation, etc. It's in bond there, and then once we have all our ducks in a row, we can transfer here. But yeah, we'll have to get our stills cranking, because we still have some of the local permits to get, and that's in process. But we'll have to wait till all of that wraps up before we can actually start producing and storing anything here.
You're looking forward to it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know I am. I mean, we've enjoyed the build process, certainly. But I'm a distiller, you know, and I'm itching to get back to it and make some of the stuff, styles that I've made before, and a few things besides. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
How are things going from the investor end? You getting plenty of requests or interest in from potential investors still, or has that sort of dried up a little bit?
Yeah. No, that's actually been really good. I've got a great set of partners that are involved and on very different terms. So that's all very good. And it's always the difficulty, but I mean, it takes a great deal of time, of course, to keep everything financially organized as you move forward and change plans and all the tweaks that come with having a project in active status. But no, that's been going really well.
And again, you're hoping to have it up and running now by the end of the year, assuming that you get all your construction and your permits in place?
Yeah. It could happen. It could happen. I mean, it'll definitely be, unless, you know, barring something really unforeseen and catastrophic, it should be first quarter of next year. But we're gonna shoot for the beginning of the year and just keep running until we're tackled. You know, we're on pace for that more or less now. But with, you know, we've got a large high pressure gas line running through our property, and it's just when you start working on a larger scale, there are a lot of a lot of different parties involved in construction. You know, every time we do a build, we have to remark all utilities and everything. So it just adds a little time, but it also makes sure that everything gets done right. So that's good.